going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Like an exact player comp, because like two of my favorite defensive tackles in the last decade, obviously Aaron Donald has to be one of them. I think one of the most underrated dudes is Chris Jones, but I don't think they play the same style of ball.
And I also, I don't know if it's even fair to say underrated, because considering the amount of attention, the amount of the contracts he's gotten, like playing for the Chiefs helps a ton too in that regard.
Yeah.
Like I mean, there's people that legitimately have made arguments he's been more important to their Super Bowls than Patrick Mahomes.
But, I mean, I think make an all-pro team, can I get one of those? Like, I do think a guy that, like, he doesn't have to be a top three defensive tackle. If he's a top 10 defensive tackle in football, it's a real success.
If he makes an all-pro team, I think anyone you draft to ever make an all-pro team is an automatic win. That makes that draft pick an automatic W, in my opinion.
But, I mean, I don't know that you're just going to be able to go ahead and put this all about just the sack numbers. The Browns also like TFLs and pass rush win rate and all that. But, I do want to get to this. The Guardians game has officially been postponed. So that just came in there. And there will be a doubleheader tomorrow with, make sure the date's right. Yeah, they're there. So the rescheduled game will start at 1:10. And then... and the game originally... Okay, so the game has been... The second game tomorrow has been moved to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, so you got to get down here earlier.
Yeah. So...
It actually does impact your day.
It does. That's fine. I mean, there's still free tickets.
Oh, but you'll be done by like 8 or so. You'll have a... That's kind of perfect.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the nighttime weather in April.
That's kind of perfect, yeah.
But, again, the Guardians game has been postponed. I think... So, for me, like... What is it, top 10 defensive tackle? I don't know that would put you in, by the way.
Okay, is this lesson, though, because you got so much of a haul? That it's because you don't need this to be everything. Like, if you're taking Travis Hunter at 2, that's your entire first-round draft. That's the entirety of... I mean, that's it. It's done. It's over. With Mason Graham at 5, you're also having a second-round pick added into the mix, and then you're also having the first-rounder next year. Like, he doesn't have to be all-everything to justify the Travis Hunter move-off.
Yeah, but I do think, like, if Mason Graham's a really great player, but next year you don't get the quarterback, it doesn't matter what Mason Graham does.
For sure.
So, at the same point, if Mason Graham's just a fine player, like the league-average starting defensive tackle, but next year... that pick becomes your franchise quarterback, it also won't matter. Now, it's going to be somewhere in between. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, so I think for me, it's more of a question for you. Like, for you, what constitutes a good move?
I hate saying Pro Bowl is where I need to sit, because you should have higher expectations than the Pro Bowl for the 5th overall pick. Yeah. And also making the Pro Bowl is nothing these days.
Yeah, I mean, they hand them out. Like,
but it's hard
prophylactics
because,
on a college campus.
Well, so it's hard, though, because defensive linemen we just rate D tackles differently than everything else. Pass rushers, it's easy, right? I can look at Miles and say, well, did you get 15 sacks a year for X amount of years? Were you constantly double-digit sacks? Where were you? There's so much of Mason Graham and just helping out other guys get sacks that becomes really hard to quantify in the big picture of things.
So let's say 5 to 8 sacks a year.
Because like his job, his priority and his main job, Nick, I think you'd agree with this, isn't necessarily to do sacks himself or be the great run stuffer we expect him to be. It's really to open up other opportunities for other guys.
I mean, he's a disruptor. Like yeah. He is a wrecking ball in the middle of the defense. All right, so what if he's – okay, here's a bar that I think absolutely – he's the best defensive lineman that Myles Garrett will have played with. Like, what if that's the bar?
Well, what's the current bar? The 1 year that Jadeveon Clowney had 9 sacks?
You can go that. You can probably go Sheldon Richardson for a year.
The Olivier Vernon year where I think he hit close to double digits.
He had like 8 or 9, yeah. Zadarius is 1 year. That I don't know about that one. But, I mean
– so it's not the highest of bar.
I don't know. I mean, Jadeveon did have double digit sack year.
I mean, I like that. I like that year with Jadeveon, but not everyone else seemed to be fond of it when it was all said and done.
So you don't buy that as the bar?
I don't think so. You have to be better than Jadeveon was that final year. I think so.
So that's at least the floor.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be hard to quantify. There's going to be games where Mason Graham absolutely wrecks the game and does what basically shows up to 0 in the box score.
People keep pointing out Braden Fiske of the Rams, who last year had 8.5 sacks. I kind of see the similarities in their game. I think this scheme is even more. I think this scheme is even better for Mason Graham, considering how you're going to play him. So, yeah, I mean, if he's that style of player, that's not a big name yet. He will be. If that Fiske kid continues to put up, like, what he's done the last couple of years, what he did last year, he will. That's a name that will mean something more in about 2 or 3 years from now. 216-474-0092. We are awaiting Mason Graham's introductory presser. What does Mason Graham have to, or who does he have to be to make this trade worth it from that side of things? Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Listen, boys. He just needs to be a solid starter for the next 10 years. A good, solid starter that's going to anchor your defense. Look, the bottom line with the Hunter trade is Hunter has zero chance of living up to that trade. Zero chance. You traded up for a wide receiver at 2 that is not like he's not going to burn the world down. If he's not that kind of receiver, I think if there's anything, it's on Jacksonville, maybe the dumbest team in the history of teams. But no, he just needs to be solid. And I want to say this, too. Please tell Daryl this. You cannot take victory laps from a take you had in February when you changed your mind recently. Like, that's like throwing a whole bunch of stuff out. There's like, oh, back in February, I said, yeah, except yesterday you said something different. That's a victory lap, buddy. And also, Nick, I was sitting on hold last week when you were in there with Spencer, and I heard you guys off air. I just sat there and listened to you guys. And I heard how you got to come back up under Daryl and yell back at him, and that gets him rattled. And then Spencer's got a weird obsession with some young pop star.
How did you hear what they were talking about?
I have no idea. They were on remote, and they'd go to break, and it was better than the show.
Well, we have been making some studio changes there.
Okay, good to know,
so,
Jim. Good to know.
Good to see the engineer set us up to fail. Glad nothing problematic came out of that.
I like that he told you. I like that you heard all things that they would gladly talk about on the air, though.
Yeah, the things that aren't. Yeah,
Spencer was a little creepy about the young pop star that's like just turned of age. That was a little creepy.
Is it bad? Thank you for the call,
Jim. Do you know what pop star he's talking about?
I don't remember
now
anymore.
Now I want to know what pop star he's infatuated with.
Is it bad that I'm trying to remember anything? I'm scanning the mainframes. What might I have said?
It's a good thing you only said you want to put Daryl in his place, because you'll just say that on the air anyway. Who cares?
Yeah, I think I've told Daryl.
It's a lot worse, I guess we could have.
I believe that happened on Monday's show, where at one point at like 5:30, Daryl just gave up in a segment. And he was just like, I concede to you. And so that's probably what we're talking about. It's I just browbeat Daryl into a corner. We do have some nuggets coming from Jeremy Fowler saying Browns day 2 OT is an option. Word is that the Browns actually entertained trading back into round 1, possibly for Josh Simmons. That was going to be, if he had not gone to Kansas City, I thought that was going to be an interesting decision to try and make, even though I don't love him.
That would have been low-key hysterical.
And then, why? Because he's the one of the players that I'm just not sure about?
No, with more the idea that everyone would have been like, oh, they're going up to get Shador. It's going to happen.
And then trade up for a tackle.
And you get a tackle.
The the just zero sexy version of this. All right. Also saying, heard Tyler Shuck's name enough that I'm not ruling him out. If the Browns go quarterback, big if, do not. You don't. Do not. Just do me a favor and do not with Tyler Shuck.
I don't think they're talking Shuck at like 36, though. I think they're talking about Shuck like later. Okay. Yeah, which I think would be much more palatable to a lot of us.
And then Jeremy also saying Cleveland wants impact starters and said has many needs. One is wide receiver. A run could happen early in the second. So Luther Burden is still a possibility in my opinion. If they took Restrepo from Miami, I think I'd be legitimately pissed off.
Can I tell you an interesting fact about Luther Burden that yes. I think everyone will find? I'm always interested about like the string of just one gender you can have in a row in a family. Uh-huh. Luther Burden has 9 siblings. He was the 9th born in his entire family. His parents had 8 straight girls before they had Luther Burden.
Ooh.
He is of 9 of 10.
That's probably why he fell in the draft.
All sisters. He's got all sisters.
Is people just thought like this man has been beaten down by 8 women above him in the pecking order of the family.
Very wise move by him, by the way, for being chastised for not working out and not having a good work ethic and everything else attached to it. Till last night at midnight, after not being taken in the first round, posting a video at Mizzou's campus working out. That was like on brand to the highest order.
So we obviously just heard from the latest thoughts there from Jeremy Fowler. More reaction on that, but we are working to get Mason Graham's press conference coming up here, guys. Hang through 5 minutes from now on 92.3 The Fan.